Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. GLP-1 medications produce meaningful weight loss, but athletes and active people share a common concern. How much of that loss is fat versus lean muscle? Rapid weight loss of any kind can reduce muscle mass, and because muscle is metabolically active tissue, preserving it protects both athletic performance and long-term metabolic health. Two levers do most of the work: protein intake and resistance training. Neither is complicated, but both require intention when appetite is suppressed by the medication. On the nutrition side, reduced appetite is the entire point of GLP-1 therapy, yet it can make hitting protein targets surprisingly hard. A practical goal is roughly 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per pound of goal body weight, spread across the day. Because portions shrink, protein should be the first thing on the plate at every meal, with lean meats, fish, eggs, dairy, or a quality protein supplement filling the gaps on days when appetite is especially low. Eating protein first also helps preserve satiety without needing large volumes of food. On the training side, resistance work 2 to 3 times per week is the strongest signal you can send your body to hold on a muscle during a calorie deficit. Compound movements such as squats, hinges, presses, rows, and carries deliver the most stimulus for the time invested. Progressive overload matters more than sheer volume. Simply maintaining or slowly increasing strength during weight loss is one of the best real-world indicators that lean mass is being preserved rather than sacrificed. Recovery factors round out the picture. Adequate sleep supports muscle protein synthesis and appetite regulation. Hydration becomes more important when food intake drops, and managing overall training load prevents the fatigue that a reduced calorie intake can amplify. Active people sometimes need to dial back training volume slightly during the steepest phase of weight loss and rebuild it as the body adapts. A weight loss plateau after several months is common and is not automatically a sign that something is wrong. Sometimes it reflects a new metabolic set point. Other times, it signals that a dose or medication change is worth discussing with a prescriber. For patients who have reached the ceiling of one molecule with an inadequate response, the evidence around switching from semaglutide to tirzepatide is worth understanding, since the two work through partially different mechanisms and can produce different results. The bottom line for anyone active: GLP-1. Medications can be a useful tool, but pairing them with sufficient protein and consistent resistance training is what keeps the weight loss from coming at the expense of hard-earned muscle. As always, individual programming and any medication decisions should be guided by qualified professionals. Q&A. Does GLP-1 weight loss cause muscle loss? Any rapid weight loss can reduce lean muscle alongside fat, because GLP-1 medications produce significant weight loss. Some muscle loss is a real risk, but it can be minimized with adequate protein and resistance training. Since muscle is metabolically active tissue, preserving it protects both athletic performance and long-term metabolic health. How much protein should I eat on GLP-1 medications to preserve muscle? Aim for roughly 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per pound of goal body weight, spread throughout the day. Because appetite suppression shrinks portions, eat protein first at every meal. Lean meats, fish, eggs, dairy, or a quality protein supplement to hit targets even on low appetite days while maintaining satiety. What type of exercise best preserves muscle during GLP-1 weight loss? Resistance training. 2 to 3 times per week is the strongest signal to hold onto muscle in a calorie deficit. Focus on compound movements: squats, hinges, presses, rows, and carries, and prioritize progressive overload. Maintaining or slowly increasing strength during weight loss is one of the best indicators that lean mass is being preserved. Why am I hitting a weight loss plateau on my GLP-1 medication? A plateau after several months is common and not automatically a problem. It may reflect a new metabolic set point, or it may signal that a dose or medication change is worth discussing with your prescriber. Those who have maxed out one molecule with inadequate results may benefit from understanding the differences between semaglutide and tirzepatide, which work through partially different mechanisms. Besides protein and training, What else helps protect muscle on GLP-1s? Recovery factors matter. Adequate sleep supports muscle protein synthesis and appetite regulation. Hydration becomes more important as food intake drops, and managing training load prevents excess fatigue. Active people may need to slightly reduce training volume during the steepest weight loss phase, then rebuild as the body adapts. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.